Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
That's when your instincts are the most important, when you are near a turn, when you are at the place that you need to reposition yourself to get ready for what's next. That's when God wants to be able to speak to you, not on the outside. God is not going to be sitting in the car with you and say, turn right, and your ear hears. He's going to guide you to the compass in your spirit.
This is the Potter's Touch.
Hi, family. I'm back, and I'm glad to be back and to have the privilege and the opportunity to continue our discussion on Instinct Unleashed. This particular message that I'm going to share with you today out of this series has tremendous impact because it deals with exposure, it deals with catching a vision, and it deals with knowing something in your spirit that you can't really articulate out of your lips. The message is called, I'll Know It When I See It. Take a look at this and get ready to be blessed. I will know it when I see it. I will not miss it. I will not overlook it. I will not be confused. I will know it when I see it. I can't always describe it to you. I'm not sure whether it's going to be blue or green. All I know is that I'm going to something special. The dress has to be incredible, and I'll know it when I see it. I'm amazed at the people who know what kind of companion they want. I mean, they go into great details. He's got to be 6'2", about a 44 chest, 36 waist. Want him to be caramel. No beard, gray eyes, you know. They got it all figured out. The truth of the matter is, you end up married to somebody who's 4'7", 38 waist, 32 chest. But the brother loves you, and he's good to you, and he's kind to you, and he takes care of you. And you find out that sometimes what you imagined in your head wasn't really the cue, but you sense something in your spirit that says, you know, this package wasn't what I anticipated, but this content has got it going on, and I the moment I was exposed to it, I knew it was for me. I know it when I see it. What makes you know? Do you see so much of your life at important junctures and turns and twists are instinctive? They're not always informed decision. Information says 6'2", 44, chest 30, but instinct will take you beyond what you thought. As we begin to grapple with these complexities, I don't need instincts to tell me what restaurant to eat in. I know what I like. I know what tastes good to me. If they're open, I go in and eat. I didn't need instincts to get dressed this morning. I already had something laid out, got up out of the bed, took care of the necessities, and jumped into it, ready to go. Where my instincts become the most valuable and the most critical is at the pivotal points of life. Do I run or do I fight? Do I walk away or do I stand? Should I go to this school? Should I marry this person? Should I go into this vocation? Should I start my own business? Should I start my own career? Am I called to preach? Those pivotal turning, twisting points are critical to our survival. Critical. I mean, you gotta have it. You gotta have it. You gotta have it. Now, you can't play with these instincts. You can't play with them and use them for your comfort. It's kind of like GPS. When you set your GPS and you're going somewhere, you know, and you're driving and they're driving, and the girl, mine and the girl don't say nothing. And I think, say something, because I'm uncertain. I'm driving and I've never been in this area before, and I just wanted to say something like, you're going in the right direction. Don't give up. Don't say a word. She doesn't speak up until I'm near a turn. In 300 feet, make a left turn. That's when your instincts are the most important, when you are near a turn. When you are at the place that you need to reposition yourself to get ready for what's next, that's when God wants to be able to speak to you, not on the outside. God is not going to be sitting in the car with you and say, turn right, and your ear hear it. He's going to guide you to the compass in your spirit. The Bible said that the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord. The spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord. And that's the place of illumination. That's where God gives revelation. That's where God gives light. That's where God gives sensitivity, in the spirit of the man. And my God, if there's anything that is malnourished in us, it's our spirit. That's where he speaks, in a still, small voice. Not like this. Abraham, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Nothing dramatic like that. Mm-mm. If you're waiting on that, you die. God didn't appear unto Abraham but a few times in his entire life. And God appeared unto Abram and said, you don't see that in there. God got up in the morning and said, and then God was eating lunch and said, God is not going to hang out with you and chatter. He's going to guide you at pivotal moments in your life to go this way or that way through your spirit, through your spirit, in the depth of your spirit. And when those things happen to you, it creates something down in you that guides you into your destiny and your purpose with full assurance, and don't move without it. Don't move without it. Even if you have to wait on it. Even if you have to wait on it. Well, I've been waiting, preacher, a long time, and the Lord hadn't done anything, and I'm frustrated, and I prayed, and God didn't do nothing. And I prayed, and God didn't say nothing. God didn't speak to me. What in the world am I going to do? Keep doing what you were doing. The reason the girl that lives in my car, that talks when I drive, the reason she didn't say anything is I was on the right road. And I was going in the right direction. Maybe I could have gone faster. Maybe I could have gone slower. Maybe I could have turned the music down. But she doesn't talk to me about all the differentials around me. She only speaks up when I'm at a turn or I did something wrong and I need to correct it. And in the same way that she speaks, that's the way God speaks. He's not going to say something to you every day. But when you're coming to a turn or you're going in the wrong direction, he will make a U-turn at the first available. And you have a knowing. You have a knowing. God says to Abraham, he says, get thee out of thy country and away from thy kindred to a place I will show you. That's great, Lord. Leave everything tangible, physical, everything familiar, and everything that I'm accustomed to. And where are we going? I'll show you. God is not big on details. God did not, people tell me, did you ever imagine that you would be preaching to thousands and thousands of people and covering magazines and traveling all over? No! Because if I'd imagined that, I would have ran further in the opposite direction. How did you get here? Just little steps. Just little steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. He gives you steps, not destinations.
Still to come on The Potter's Touch.
Despise not the day of small beginnings. When everything is set and everything is ready and the stage is set and everything is in place for you to take your ascension, I'm going to speak to you again. But until I speak to you again, keep on flipping them burgers. Keep on taking out the trash. Keep on serving on your station. Why do you want me to do that? Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When you are called from the familiar into the unknown, you're going to have to be a man of faith and a woman of faith, or you'll never be able to pull it off. Frustration comes when you are built to do 40, but you are stuck in a 5-mile-an-hour zone.
Rise to your God-given greatness with your instinct unleashed. With your gift of any size, you'll receive the message, The Lion's Lair, on CD. And with your gift of $70 or more, you'll receive the entire 5-part series, Instinct Unleashed, on DVD, as well as your very own Instinct Magnetic Bookmark Set.
Just because you were born in the circumstance doesn't mean you have to stay in the circumstance.
With your gift of $145 or more, you'll receive the Instinct Unleashed gift set that includes the DVD series, the Instinct Magnetic Bookmark, the Instinct Book, as well as the Instinct Workbook, offering a back-and-forth experience between you and Bishop on every page. Unleash the power of your instinct today.
I want to talk to women who are called to go into the next dimension.
This is the life-changing event of the year.
You can't think higher than the level that you are exposed to.
The only reason why you don't think I've been through something is because I don't look like what I've been through.
I love girl talk.
I have value. I was put here for a purpose.
No matter where you are, what you've been through, where you come from, you can do it.
These are happening. Lives are changing. The lineup is incredible.
Being able to cut the cord of things that you've had in your past.
No way you can go home the same after this. No way.
You are coming into the next dimension any way you can. Make some noise if you're here.
Register today for Woman Thou Art Loose 2014. Call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
Put my scripture up on the board. I think it's 1 Kings 19. Yeah. So he departed thence and found Elijah, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him. He passed by him. He passed by him. When opportunity passes by, potential, powerful things can happen because all of a sudden opportunity walked past potential, and all the pain of carrying unrealized passion says this is the moment. Pull the cord, boy. Get off the bus right here. It's time to make the switch. Something amazing is about to happen in your life. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I feel like I'm speaking to somebody right now. And it's going to take faith for what God is about to do in your life. It's going to take faith for you to step into your destiny and purpose. It's going to take faith for you to do it. Because you need faith to get away from the familiar. People say that fear is the antithesis of faith. But I say to you, familiar is the antithesis of faith. You don't need faith for the familiar. You don't need faith for the comfortable. You don't need faith for the practical. You don't need faith for the historical. But when you are called from the familiar into the unknown, you're going to have to be a man of faith and a woman of faith, or you'll never be able to pull it off. Don't let Elijah pass by and leave you plowing on your deadbeat oxen when God has something for you to do. he passed by. There is a time factor involved with destiny. There is a time factor involved in destiny. You don't have your whole life to think about it. Because opportunity is passing by. I wish opportunity would just come along, sit back in your seat, just sit right there. I wish it would just come along. Been a long time since your little brother sat on your lap, isn't it? I wish opportunity would just take a seat and sit with you. But opportunity is so busy, it's got to keep walking. And if you won't take it, it'll come get you.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
If you don't take it, it'll come get you. Opportunity is not going to stop until it finds a taker. Are there any takers in the house? The Bible said he passed by. And one other thing, what did I do with my little iPad? What did I do? I don't know something. One other thing he did, he cast his mantle on him. He exposed him. He exposed him. Oh, gosh. You're fine till you get exposed. Thought this was wonderful until I was exposed to that. I thought I was stuck until I got exposure. I thought I was cool because I was always doing what I saw being done. So I defined my life by what I saw. I define my manhood by what my father did. I define my femininity by what my mother did. My father plowed every day. I looked out the window and saw him. When I got old enough to walk, I got in behind him and started following. When I got old enough to hold a plow, I grabbed his plow. But it's not mine. And somewhere down in my spirit, I knew, in spite of the fact that I have the talent to do it, doesn't mean that I'm called to it. Because the truth of the matter is, my life up to now has been a carbon copy of the actors who acted on the stage before me. But even as I said their lines and I was blocked where they told me to be blocked, in the back of my I was tormented by this feeling that I was born to do more than plow behind these yoke of oxen. And then he threw his mantle on me. And I got to have the mantle on. And I put it on. And I just for a second, I was a prophet. Have you ever had a preview of a coming attraction in your life? It wasn't yours. It wasn't yours yet. It wasn't yours. It wasn't yours. But you got to test drive your destiny. You got to test drive your destiny. You got to test drive your destiny. And all of a sudden, it changed the whole game. It changed the whole game. It changed the whole game because exposure pushes back the barriers on what you call normal and dares you to dream beyond the fences of your previous experience. Elijah passed by and exposed him to something greater. And from that point on, Elijah said, "Ooh, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this plowing. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this plowing. I know that's what mama had in mind. I know that's what daddy looking out the window talking about, oh, I'm so proud of my son." He said, I'm getting ready to disappoint a lot of people." Finding your destiny will always disappoint people who have appointed you to theirs. Finding your destiny will always disappoint people who have appointed you to theirs. Can you imagine this conversation this boy's gonna have to have with his mom and dad? "I know you gave your whole life to buy on this property and to build this property and to buy these oxen. Oxen were expensive. You got 12 yoke, and I know you were planning on me taking over the business. But I'm going with this guy I just met to do something I have never done, in a place I have never been, performing in an area for which I have no experience at all. But I do want you to know I appreciate all that you did for me to bring me to this point that I'm at." It must have went something like that. Now, I cannot tell you how the parents responded. I know how mine would respond, and I probably could not include that in the message. But this is a rough conversation. Anytime you break up with how you saw yourself, they didn't get it. I'm gonna try it. Anytime you break up with how you saw yourself, this is a painful conversation. But it is a very necessary conversation, because you cannot be who you were and be who you are at the same time. There is no way to plow behind these oxen and still go with the prophet. Somebody in here is trying to be who you were and be who you are at the same time, but revelation will always bring you to separation. Oh God. Let's go further in the scripture. "And he left the oxen." And he left the oxen. And he left the oxen. And ran. It's one thing to leave your past, and it's another thing to run to your future. Tell somebody, you better run. Don't stroll, don't meander, don't be gradual, don't be casual, don't say someday, don't say I'm fixing to, no gradually moving. Once you know where you are supposed to be, you need to run after Elijah. Run, run. Do not walk. Do not hesitate. Do not wait on everybody to agree. Don't wait on everybody to vote. When God exposes you to your destiny, you had better run. Run means more might. It means more effort. It means more energy. It costs more to do it. You've got to spend more. But run expedites the process. It's more than walking. You'll use more muscles. You'll burn more fuel. You'll expend more energy, because destiny is expensive. You cannot step into a great destiny with a mediocre effort. You have to hit that thing with all of your might and all of your strength and all of your power. I don't know who I'm talking to, but tell them, run. Your lazy hips have been walking all of your life, but if you're gonna hang with God, God, you got to run. You don't get to slow down the pace and make the prophet move at your pace. The pace has been set when he passed by. And if you're going to be with him, you had better kick the brakes off, pull your pants up, arch your back, and get ready to... Oh, I feel a running spirit up in this house. Dear friends, I'm out of time. It's been such a joy to have this moment to share God's word with you. I'm called to do this, and I'm gratified as I share the word of the Lord with you. And I'm so grateful to all of our partners and all of our friends who join us in supporting this ministry. You make it possible for me to be on television. Thank God for you. Now to the entire family, have a great one. See you soon. When you are called from the familiar into the unknown, you're going to have to be a man of faith and a woman of faith, or you'll never be able to pull it off. Frustration comes when you are built to do 40, but you are stuck in a 5-mile-an-hour zone.
Rise to your God-given greatness with your instinct unleashed. With your gift of any size, you'll receive the message, The Lion's Lair, on CD. And with your gift of $70 or more, you'll receive the entire 5-part series, Instinct Unleashed, on DVD, as well as your very own Instinct Magnetic Bookmark Set.
Just because you were born in the circumstance doesn't mean you have to stay in the circumstance.
With your gift of $145 or more, you'll receive the Instinct Unleashed gift set. That includes the DVD series, the Instinct Magnetic Bookmark, the Instinct Book, as well as the Instinct Workbook, offering a back-and-forth experience between you and Bishop on every page. Unleash the power of your instinct today.
I want to talk to women who are called to go into the next dimension.
This is the life-changing event of the year.
You can't think higher than the level that you are exposed to.
The only reason why you don't think I've been through something is because I don't look like what I've been through.
I love Girl Talk.
I have value. I was put here for a purpose.
No matter where you are, what you've been through, where you come from, you can do it.
These are happening. Lives are changing. The lineup is incredible.
Being able to cut the cord of things that you've had in your past.
No way you can go home the same after this. No way.
You are coming into the next dimension any way you can. Make some noise if you're here.
Register today for Woman Thou Art Loose 2014. Call 1-800-BISHOP-2.
I feel a running spirit in this place this morning. I feel a running spirit in this place this morning. You ought to tell that walking spirit, get off me. Get off me. I got to pick up the pace. I got to pick up the pace. I got to pick up the pace. I got to run. I got to run, run, run. I don't have much time. I got to run. I got to run, run, run. I don't have much time. I got to run. Got to run. Got to run. Got to run. I got to run and not be weary. I got to run and not be weary. I don't have time to be tired. I got to run.
This is the